My name is Chaya Rapp, and this is Dira Yamim Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin. We ended last Perek with David HaMelech's praise to Hashem for his kingdom and the state of the nation, living in Israel with the respect of the surrounding nations, with the Aron restored to its place in Yerushalayim. The next step in David HaMelech's mind is an obvious one, a permanent home for the Aron in the form of the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk in Devarim Perek Yud Beis tells us, Vavartem es hayardein v'yishavtem ba'aretz asher Hashem Elokeichem manchil eschem. V'hiniach lechem mikol aveichem misaviv v'yishavtem betach. When you cross over the Jordan River and dwell in the lands which Hashem has caused you to inherit, and He gives you rest from all your enemies around you, so that you dwell in safety. V'yam akom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem bo l'shaken shmo sham, shama taviyu es kol asher anichu mitzaveh eschem. Then, in the place which Hashem chose and caused His name to dwell there you shall bring all that I have commanded you, your sacrifices, your tithes, etc. Rashi explains, what does it mean that you shall bring all that you have been commanded to the place that Hashem chose? Rashi, v'haya hamakom, b'nu lachem beis habachir b'Yerushalayim. You should build the chosen house, the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim. Rashi continues, V'chein hu omer b'David, v'hi ki yashav ha-melech b'veiso, v'hashem hiniach lo misaviv mikol ha'evav. And so it is said regarding David, and it was when the king dwelled in his house, and Hashem had given him rest from all his enemies around him. V'yomer ha-melech al nasan ha-navi, re'e anok yoshev b'veis arazim, v'aron elokim yoshev b'soch ha-yiriyah. That the king said to Nasan the prophet, See now that I dwell in a house of cedar, but the Ark of Hashem dwells within curtains. Rashi and Devarim quote Shmuel Beis Perek Zion, which is the parallel to our Perek. The Pasuk in Shmuel tells us that it was the rest from the surrounding enemies, along with the comfort of his own home, that prompted David to conclude that it was time to build the Beis HaMikdash. Notably, our Perek, in contrast to the Perek in Shmuel, doesn't mention the quiet from the surrounding enemies that is described as a prerequisite in Devarim. Our Perek begins, "Vayhi kasher yashav David beiso, v'yomer David al nasan hanavi, hine anochi yoshev beveis harazim, v'rod bris Hashem tachas yirios." And it was when David dwelt in his house that he said to Nasan the prophet, See now that I dwell in a house of cedar, but the Ark of Hashem dwells within curtains. Only the dissonance between his own home of cedar and the impermanent tent of the Aron is mentioned here in Devarei HaYamim. There is a good reason for this difference. The next three prakim in Devarei HaYamim will describe wars that David still had to fight. So obviously it wouldn't make sense to say that Hashem had given him rest from his surrounding enemies. It seemed quiet to David, but Hashem tells him that in a future time, and this is Pasuk Tes, V'samti makom la'mi Yisrael uninatati v'shachin tachtav. I will make a place for my people Israel and will plant them that they may dwell in their own place. V'lo yirgazo v'lo yosifu v'nei avla levalo so kasher v'rishona. And they will no longer be troubled, nor shall evil people continue to wear them away. Rashi on this pasuk in Shmuel explains, "V'samti makom, I will make a place, orani chafetz lahashket, sheyesh shaket v'shalev esami bimei bincha. I still want to quiet things down a little bit more, so that it'll be quiet and completely tranquil in your son's days." Hashem sends the prophet Nasan to tell David that it is not yet time to build the Beis HaMikdash, and to reassure David that Hashem's presence doesn't require physical walls. At the same time, David's concern, the dissonance between his own home and the dwelling place of the Aron, was perfectly appropriate, and it's highlighted here as a message that the target audience of Devarei HaYamim needed to hear. After their first stalled attempt to build the second Beis HaMikdash, the returnees from Babylonia did not rush to start the project again, assuming it wasn't time. Hashem sends the Navi Chagai to tell them, Ha'is lachem atem l'sheves b'vatechem sfunim v'habayas ha'zachariv? Is it time for you to sit in your paneled homes while this house is in ruins? So while it wasn't yet time for David to build, his concern and his initiative are presented here as an inspiration to the Second Temple audience. The prophet Nathan initially gives David the go-ahead, but then the pasuk tells us, "Vayihi b'layla ahu," and it was on that night. The very same night Hashem appears to Nathan with the message that David would not be the one to build. What is the significance of the fact that Hashem appeared to Nathan, b'layla ahu, that night? Rashi explains, "Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Nathan," Hashem said to Nathan, "Hadam azesh ani meshalchacha etzlo mahir hu, shami yizkor po alim v'nimtzisi mafsido, maher ve'amor lo, lo ata sivna habayas." This man that I am sending you to, in other words, David, is a quick one. He may hire workers and will incur a loss. Hurry and tell him you will not build the house. Rashi goes on. Ha'adam asher ani meshalchacha etzlo, this man that I am sending to you, nadranhu, he's a man of vows, kinyan shene'amar, asher nishba la'Hashem nadar la'avir Yaakov, imavo be'ol be'si, shema yomar eini ochel ve'eini shoseh ad she'asekach v'nimtzisi mafsido. Rashi quotes Perak Kuf Lamed Bees in Tehillim, that says that David HaMelech says, "I will not enter my house, I will not sleep on my bed until I find a place, until I find the site of the future Beis HaMikdash will be." So Hashem told Nathan, this is a man of vows. Maybe he will say, "I won't eat, I won't drink until this job gets done." Hurry and tell him that he will not build. So not only is David's initiative highlighted in our parak, but his passion and his enthusiasm. Neither our parak nor the parallel parak in Shmuel explicitly say why David was not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. We inferred it from the fact that there are wars ahead in the next three prakim, and from the great state of peace that Hashem describes that will happen in Shlomo's time. We infer that it was the not yet complete state of tranquility that stood in David's way. But later in Devar HaYamim, David presents a different related reason. In speaking to his son Shlomo, and this is in Devar HaYamim Aleph Perek Chav Beis, David says, "Ani hayam levavi levnos bayis l'shem Hashem Elokai. It was in my heart to build a house for Hashem. Vayihi alai dvar Hashem lemor. But Hashem appeared to me and said, Dam l'rov shafachta u'milchamos gdolos asisa, lo sivne vayis l'shmi, ki damim rabim shafachta artza lefanai. But the word of Hashem appeared to me, saying, you have shed blood abundantly and have made great wars. You shall not build a house to my name, because you have shed much blood upon the earth before me." Twice in this pasuk, there's a mention of the abundance of blood that David spilled. David goes on quoting Hashem's words to him, "Hinei ven no ladlach, hu yiyah ish menucha, vanichosi lo mikol hayvav misaviv, ki Shlomo yiyah shmo, v'shalem v'sheket etein al Yisrael b'yamav." A son will be born from you, and he will be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies around him. For his name will be Shlomo, and I will give peace. The name Shlomo comes from Shalom, peace, and I will give peace and quietness to Israel in his days. So David here mentions two reasons, both the reason we mentioned before, the incomplete peace, and also the fact that he was a man of war. Later in Perek Chav Ches, in talking to the leaders of the people, again David says, "V'helokim amar li lo sivne vayis l'shmi, ki ish melchamos ata v'damim shafachta." And Hashem said to me, "You shall not build a house for my name, because you are a man of war and you have shed blood." Ramban in Bamidbar, Perek Tazayin, explains that as a man of war, David personified Din. He personified Hashem's attribute of strict justice. While as a place of prayer, the Beis HaMikdash was meant to be a house of mercy, of rachamim. So even though it was correct and appropriate that David fought all the wars that he did, he was not fit to be the builder of Hashem's house. This is consistent with the halacha that iron may not be used in the preparation of the stones for building the mizbeach, the altar. The Mishnah explains, Barzel Shema Yigav Yifsol, Shehabarzel Nivra Lekatser Yamav Shel Adam, Vamizbeach Nivra Laharich Yamav Shel Adam, Enova Din Shiunaf HaMekatser Al HaMa'arach. Iron was created to shorten man's days. Iron is used for weapons. And the Mizbeach was created to lengthen man's days by providing forgiveness through karbanos, through sacrifices. Therefore, it is not right that the thing that shortens life should be laid upon that which lengthens it. From a combination of the sources, we see that it was both the lack of complete peace and David's role in fighting wars to achieve that peace that prevented the Beis HaMikdash from being built in his time. After telling David that he won't build the Beis HaMikdash, Nassan's prophecy continues. Vayakim aluya mecha lelecha samavos secha, vakimosia saracha charecha, asher yemi banecha, vachinosias malchuso. And it will be when your time has come, I will raise up your offspring who shall be from among your sons to succeed you, and I will establish his kingdom. Hu yevne levayis vekonantias kiso ad olam. He shall build a house for me, and I will maintain his throne forever. I will install him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever. Here Hashem tells David that his kingship will have continuity, not only through his son Shlomo, but permanently, in kingship that will remain with the Davidic family through eternity. In the second half of the parak, David responds to this news with a prayer of thanksgiving for all that Hashem has granted him, and prays for Hashem's greatness. He does not mention the Beis HaMikdash, which was the starting point for the story of our parak. The article Devar Hayamim explains that the promise of an eternal Davidic dynasty was so great and had such significance that it overshadowed the fact that Shlomo would ultimately fulfill his father's dream of building the Beis HaMikdash. The Navi Yirmiyahu says the following about the Davidic dynasty. Ko amar Hashem, im teferu es prisi ha-yom ves prisi ha-layla, ulevilti ha-yos yomam v'layla bi'itam, gam brisi sufar es David avdi, miyos lo ben molech al-kiso. Hashem said, if I were to break my covenant with day and night, that day and night would not occur at their appointed times, so too would I break my covenant with David, that he should not have a son reigning upon his throne. In other words, the Davidic dynasty is an integral part of creation, a cosmic necessity. The art scroll writes regarding Hashem's promise to David, quote, the man who had functioned as a king of Israel became the kingship of Israel, in whose bosom burned the spark through which God's providence through the agency of history would one day fan into the messianic era. In the long-range perspective of eternity, even the temple itself becomes but a milestone along the road to fulfillment of God's purpose. More than God wishes to dwell in a house, he wishes to dwell in Israel's hearts. It is a function of the Messiah to make the hearts of Israel, the true house of Hashem, the true focus of godliness on earth. In David's tefillah, he discusses the greatness of Hashem and the greatness of the Jewish nation. Umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Who is like your people Israel, a unique nation in the land? Vatitein es amcha Yisrael lecha la'am ad olam. You have set the nation Israel for you as an eternal nation. Again, that word olam, forever. Vata Hashem ha'yisa lehem lelokim. And you, Hashem, are their God. Both the eternal Jewish nation and the permanent Davidic dynasty are integral to creation, and together will play a role in the ultimate unfolding of the Messianic era soon in our days. This shiur is dedicated L'Zecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudis Bas Gedaliahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivas Tzion left an indelible mark on her many students.